Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have two very special guests. I have General Manager Ken Fate and Development Director Amy Kramer-Johnson to get us all very excited about the one-day drive tomorrow. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
I'm often a ghost here in the morning. I don't get to see other employees, so I'm thrilled to see you.
Well, you're a wonderful ghost, and so thank you so much for being here. No, you embody you embody Raven Radio. You're the town crier, Holly. Everybody knows.
I'm the disembodied voice.
And waits, and it's on those weekend mornings when you're not around. Everybody does that.
We miss you.
Is this where I pitch for a raise? I'm sorry. Enough about me.
Your timing is perfect.
Let's talk about this one day spring drive.
Well, we just heard a voice as we were coming on the air. It was Jeanette Chavez, I believe. We've heard how many voices over the course of this morning? Dozens in the newscast, your voice, the morning interviews. But we've also had people come in and say what they like about Raven Radio. And when you extrapolate that throughout the day and the week, hundreds of voices make up Raven Radio. When it comes right down to what you hear on the radio, it's voices telling their stories, their opinions, their viewpoints on Raven Radio. And the sharing of those stories is what Raven Radio really is. And so this is the time of year when we have a goal, and we measure the goal a couple different ways. We have a goal to keep the funding for the station going, and that goal is $85,000. But we also have a goal of the number of people that will call and renew their membership to Raven Radio, and that number is 750. And that's a modest number compared to the number of people that are on Raven Radio, that make the essence of Raven Radio happen day to day, and compared to the number of people that listen to those stories day after day in Sitka, in Southeast Alaska, and around the world. The number 750 that we are asking to become members and support financially, big or small, support financially what is happening, that number is 750. And right now we have 161 people that have stepped up and said, I do want to help. I do want to help because I listen and I participate. And another way I'm going to help is I'm going to invest some of my hard-earned cash. And, you know, we don't take that lightly, whether it's $20 or $50 or $40 per month or however you want to do it. It's a matter of participation. And we need numbers like the 750 to help us realize where we need to get to in order to continue doing this. So that's why we're here. It's the online drive this week. KCAW.org is where you can go and fulfill that notion right now. And we also have an online drive, which will begin tomorrow. And that's going to be all day long, and Amy's got more information about that.
And that's going to be on the air. And I do just want to point out that it isn't just about, it is about people who have invested in the station. There are people who have invested in the station ever since its inception. I mean, there are people here in town and throughout the country that continue to financially support this station. You know, they were here back in the day when they were doing the bake sales to, you know, raise money to get the station up and going, and they continue to show their support for the station by an annual contribution. But it's also very important to remember those people out there who maybe have never contributed to Raven Radio and who have listened. Maybe you've just moved to town and really have started listening and engaging in the community and find Raven Radio as an asset, we ask you to also show your support. So those new members are vitally important, too. I've seen some names coming in that have gone to the website this past week and have shown their support, have made a contribution. And there are people who I know are new to town. And I just really want to send a shout-out to those people, too, because those numbers are important as well. As Ken mentioned, we are currently taking donations and pledges on the website, kcaw.org. We don't have people in, we don't have a bank of, or a, a a whole posse of folks sitting out there answering phones right now, you know.
I see the phone ringing, and it's not traditional today. Tomorrow will be the more traditional pledge drive.
We will have the full crew in tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m., and talking to Robert Woolsey. Robert will be here sitting in Holly's seat tomorrow morning. Holly will be on doing the newscast,
I'll still be doing the housekeeping.
She'll be here, but the rest of us will be here as well, too. So, and Rob will be sitting in the hot seat tomorrow morning, and he did tell me that they're gonna start full bore at 6 a.m. So he said, better be ready. So starting at 6 a.m., we've got Robert Woolsey with Burgess Bowder, and Holly, as I mentioned, will be doing the news throughout the morning. What we do is we're going to bring in a revolving door of different people from the community throughout the day. So that early morning, Rob and Burgess and Kari Lundgren, David Vastola, Russ Bowman, and Dr. Lehman possibly stepping in later. Do you want me to just go through this whole schedule, Ken, or do you want to? I mean, the schedule is just chock full of people from throughout the community, different staff people, volunteers, former staff people, former volunteers.
Sure. We've got, and we'll just generalize a little bit. We've got some folks from the Sitka Sound Science Center. We've got paragliders coming in. We've got filmmakers. We've got firemen, and we've got teachers, and we also have some musicians. And when we come into the nighttime, we've got an open house all day long.
Yes.
So we'll have snacks. Board members will be up here to meet you. So come on up, and you can pick up your thank you gift if you have one of those, or just take a look around the station, say hi, jump in and be on the air, show your kids what the station looks like, and everybody is welcome. So come on upstairs to the cable house at 2 Lincoln Street. And at the end of the night, the open house is going to be expanded into our downstairs studio, and we're going to have music from Belly Meat starting at about 7:30, and we're going to broadcast that show live here from the cable house. You'll be able to watch it here and participate in the audience, or you'll be able to listen to it at home. And then the same thing will happen with the next band up is Buffalo Satan. And we're just going to have to wait to see if we get the version of Buffalo Satan or Buffalo Satin. So that's always a surprise, but that band is going to be playing live, and we'll be broadcasting that. And that'll be around 8:30 or 8:45 is when they'll take the stage. So some great live music, some great food, and a great open house all day long here at Raven Radio.
And we really encourage everybody from the community to stop by, you know, stop in. If you don't want to make a phone call, if you just want to walk your donation up to the station, you know, we have fabulous new mugs designed by our very own Rebecca LaGuire. She created the design that is on the mug this year. And you can view that at our website, kcaw.org.
So, and it's a very hip mug.
It is. We're very excited about it. Yes, definitely. So, and you can meet Rebecca.
I want to talk a little bit about why we do the one-day drive. A person, maybe somebody just tried to call right now and said, well, you know, I would like to call and make a pledge. Why don't you do the regular 9-day marathon where you have people here ready to take a call for 9 days straight? And the reason for that is several fold. And I think that many, many listeners prefer to have more normal programming and a culmination of a 1-day drive. Another element is that the work, the effort that goes into scheduling, the amount of people that it takes to have a phone bank for 9 days solid, the time and effort of those people and the time and effort of staff to create and sustain that group of people and that operational effort is huge. And that's time and effort that the staff, that basically your membership dollars go to support, that's effort that's not making radio. That's effort that's not collecting and sharing stories. And so this is an effort to be more streamlined in using your investment to create the community radio that you value. And so the one-day drive is just that. It's trying to put all that effort into one day. It still takes effort to organize, no question, but it's a matter of less effort. Now, it's a riskier proposition, because if we don't make the goal in one day, then what do? Well, our budget runs from July through June. The year is almost up. The money is really already budgeted and to a large degree spent. So what we really need to do, if we don't make it, we're going to come back, and we will do an on-air marathon before the end of the year. So we're hoping this works, and we're trusting in you. It did last year. So please join us at kcaw.org now or 747-5877 tomorrow.
And, you know, talking about money is always a very sober sort of subject, but somehow Raven Radio has found a way to always make it fun, lots of special programming. There's always an amazing amount of high energy, especially on a one-day drive. So everybody, stay tuned. Lots of surprises, lots of energy.
Yeah, and don't wait. I mean, feel free to make an online contribution today. We're just about at $25,000, so we still have a ways to go, $60,000 in order to reach that $85,000 goal. So we're asking you to not wait. Just go ahead and show us your support today.
Go online, give us a call tomorrow, and be sure to stop by at the open house. I'd like to thank my guests, Ken Fate and Amy Kramer-Johnson. Come see us tomorrow.
Thank you, Holly, and thanks to everybody that's already contributed.
Thanks, Holly.